Welcome back. We're up to Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 8, Mishnah 3, continuing in some of the arguments between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We now, after we wash our hands, which we spoke about yesterday, so after you wash your hands, you have to dry your hands off with a towel or a napkin or something. And the question is, where do you put such a towel? Do you, the understanding is because you don't want to waste, so you use that same towel or napkin, you use it during the meal. So where can you put that? And the concern, as we'll see, is rooted in a different argument. So says the Mishnah Gimel, Beis Shammai Omrim Mekaneach Yadav, he can wipe his hands off, B'mapa, with a napkin or something, a towel, U'manicha ala shulchan, and he can even place it on top of the table. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, however, say, Beis Hillel Omrim ala kesas, no, he should put it on the cushion of the chair that he's sitting on. And it's interesting to note, because it seems like who's more lenient over here? Probably Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai say you could put it on the table, put it on the cushion, whatever it is. But Beis Hillel seems to be so stringent. You don't put it on the table, you could only put it on the chair cushion. And the answer actually is that really Beis Hillel is the one who is more lenient, and the reason why is because Beis Shammai hold that you could only use a Torah table. If you could only use a pure table, so then obviously it's permissible to place something that's wet on top of the table, because there's no concern that it could become tameh or susceptible to tumah and then transfer over tumah to something else. However, Beis Hillel hold that you are allowed to eat on a tameh table, and therefore there is a concern that could make the napkin tameh, and therefore you cannot put the napkin onto the table. You could only put it on to the chair. That is Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet. Beis Shammai Omrim Mechabden Es Habayis V'Achakach Not L'Mayadayim. Once you finish the meal and you're about to bench, so first you sweep up the house and you make sure that it's all nice and clean. You shouldn't eat in front of like a sloppy area. You shouldn't bench in front of like a sloppy, dirty area. And then after that, you should wash your hands. What are you washing for? Seemingly it's Mayim Achronim. Do we hold a Mayim Achronim nowadays? Generally, according to the classical Ashkenaz perspective of Tosfos, we don't really hold of Mayim Achronim nowadays. Some do. Okay, so, but the point is that it certainly was something in the times of the Mishnah, and so they say first you sweep up the house, and then you do, you go ahead and wash your hands and do Mayim Achronim. Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel say no. Note in the Yadayim, first you wash your hands, and only then do you go ahead and sweep up the house, clean up after the meal at that point. But first you wash your hands according to Beis Hillel. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey. Everyone should have a beautiful day.